Good morning to every listener. It gives me much inspiration just to know you are there and listening. And thanks to all who help us keep the messages going out. In the span of a lifetime, say, of 80 years, one would live approximately 29,220 days. That may seem like a long time, and it is in a way. Many things would happen in that length of time. Many problems would arise. Now, the thrust of this message is to point out that we are to accept and make the most of one day at a time. But more on that right after this poem. Service. I ask the Lord to let me do some mighty work for Him, to fight amidst His battle host, then sing the victor's hymn. I long for ardent love to show, but Jesus would not have it so. He placed me in a quiet home whose life was calm and still, and gave me little things to do my daily round to fill. I could not think it good to be just put aside so silently. Small duties gathered round my way, they seemed of earth alone. I, who had longed for conquest bright to lay before His throne, had common things to do and bear, to watch and strive with daily care. So, as I thought my prayer unheard, I asked the Lord once more that He would give me work for Him and open wide the door, forgetting that my Master knew just what was best for me to do. Then quietly the answer came, "My child, I hear thy cry. Think not that mighty deeds alone will bring the victory. The battle has been planned by me. Let daily life thy conquest see." Since we do not know how many days or years we have to live on this good earth which the Lord has given us, and since we cannot possibly know all the problems which are bound to arise, then I believe it is important that we live only one day at a time. Let us take each day, make the most of it, endeavor to please the Lord, and then at its close commit the results of our lives and destiny to the Master. Tomorrow, there will be more problems and decisions to occupy our time and thoughts. We will meet them when they come. Listen to the words of Jesus. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Matthew 6:25-34. So, you see, there will be plenty of problems for each day without us trying to solve all the problems of the world or even our own lives at one time. I hope that I can be like the householder of which Jesus spoke, and from this message you may receive blessings from things both old and new. Then said Jesus unto them, "Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." Matthew 13:52. Some folks like new things, and others love the old. This is certainly not a new gospel, but we might receive more light and better understanding, which will help us be better prepared to get the greatest blessings from it. It would be impractical for one to try to store enough bread to last a lifetime. Who wants to eat dry, musty, and stale bread? Wouldn't you rather have it fresh each day? I would indeed. And isn't this the lesson God taught the children of Israel when they ate manna 40 years in the wilderness? And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no like. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. Exodus 16:14-21. And think how long the fresh bread lasted. Verse 35, "And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan." How true we find the scriptures to be in our lives. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. That is like having a freshly baked loaf of bread each morning. Then, the spiritual application for our own benefit. Jesus was speaking of himself. "This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." John 6:58. So really, our feast continues day after day. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Revelation 2:17. It's also like drinking the living waters. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." John 5:13-14. This covenant is so much better than the old. It's the new written in the hearts of every true child of God. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." Hebrews 8:10-11. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." 2 Corinthians 9:8. Now understand, that means grace for each day, not a lifetime at once. It is given fresh as the need arises. There were many problems awaiting the Apostle Paul, but listen. "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:9. "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Ephesians 4:7. I really enjoy this day-by-day living for God. Let us have grace for one day at a time. Then we will have a present experience. Some say that in heaven a sinner there shall never, no, never be found. But that in this lowland of sorrow, to the lust of the flesh we're bound. But those who have come to the Savior, have washed in the all-cleansing tide, are now singing of perfect salvation as they stand all redeemed by His side. They think that this spirit of promise, which to the disciples was given to fit and prepare them for service, has long since gone back up to heaven. But we find that the promise included the saints that are living today, for He strengthens and comforts and guides us and says He'll be with us always. They say that away in a new world is a city with streets of pure gold, that after our life's race is ended, we shall drink of its pleasures untold. But the spiritual city of Zion, we enter through Jesus today, and the saints in its glory are walking. Their sins have been all washed away. They tell us that over in glory, all the Christians shall there be made one, but here amid so much confusion, that surely can never be done. But the glory that Jesus has given from Babylon bondage sets free, and the sanctified saints now are dwelling in a perfect and sweet unity. Our Father, we've spoken of the grace of God and the necessity of living only one day at a time. Now, we need Your grace for this day. Do bless each listener in a very special way. May they find the hidden manna which will afford a blessing every new morning. May our lives be enriched to shine out the marvelous grace keeping us from evil through Christ. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be of some help to you, be sure to let us know. We appreciate those who help us with the broadcast expenses, and surely the Lord knows our needs, and we go to Him for our needs and with our burdens, and we appreciate those who help us share these burdens and help us pass the gospel along to others. We can just sow the seed. It's not for us to know the results, but sometimes the Lord lets us see some results, and this encourages us so greatly when we know that something has been said or done that is an inspiration to someone else. It's up to the Lord now to take the results, and just day by day we commit it to Him, and we appreciate all of the listeners out there. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.